Welcome back, hour number two. As most of you know very well, this program has now been on the air. Well, we are in our 28th year of service to humankind. Back in the early days, we were fighting for the truth for many different things. Certainly one of the biggest was HIV/AIDS. And I cannot begin to tell you how much Dr. Lorraine Day contributed to that war for the truth. She is without question and inarguably one of the great doctors, physicians, and healers of our age. And she was a regular on this program for years, helping people understand what they and we are and were up against back in the day and are still at it. She has of late been dishing out on the truth about the pandemic and the evil, satanic, and I'm not exaggerating, kill shots that have already murdered, in my humble opinion, at least a million Americans and have left and are leaving millions more maimed and injured for life. And many of these injured people are not getting better. So with that, let me stop talking and welcome back to the program. It's been a while, Dr. Lorraine Day. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Nice to be with you.
You are one of a kind, my friend. And this panorama of horror that has been unrolled and unfurled in front of us was obviously planned for a long time. What I thought I might do, since we can all basically go down chapter and verse and talk about this aspect or that aspect, I think I'd like to hear how you're looking at this in terms of what used to be a political system that we had, and certainly a biblical interpretation of where we are, where you saw this going in the past, and where you think it may be going. I think this is an angle that we need to spend more time on, and most people are not. So how does it look to you?
Well, I should say that I have known this was going to happen since I was 8 years old. The reason I knew when I was eight, and the reason it didn't scare me at that time, because I did not think it would happen in my lifetime. I was raised in a family that actually studied the Bible, studied Daniel and Revelation. My father would give Daniel and Revelation seminars. All of this that we're going through now and that we're going to go through in the near future is predicted in the books in the Bible in Daniel and Revelation, including the beast powers. Now, the beast powers are represented in the Bible by animals. And at that time, when I was 8 years old, there were not slide projectors. And so my father had these large 6-foot cutouts of these beast animals from Daniel and Revelation that he would use in his seminars. When he wasn't using them, they were in the garage. So I'm probably the only kid in America who had the beasts of Daniel and Revelation out of the way to get into the car. So I grew up with this. I knew that all of this was going to happen. Now, when I became an adult, I left the church, and I've never been back in the organized church, because the organized church is completely controlled. Every church in the world is completely controlled by the power that's doing all of these other things to us. They have infiltrated every single one of them. So I do not believe in organized religion at all. It has been totally corrupted. But I was an agnostic for 35 years until I developed cancer. As you know, it became very severe. It was fourth stage breast cancer, and I was declared terminal at one time. And it was then that I started again studying the Bible. Now, before that, in 1990, when I was speaking out about AIDS, I was doing a lot of radio and television, and I was featured on many national television shows. And I was given information from lower levels of the Illuminati. I'm talking about functionaries, secretaries, and all that, who were not part of it and realized that horrible things were going on. And since I had a forum to speak out, they gave me information. And it was at that time that I started studying the Bible again in 1990 from a purely intellectual viewpoint. There are many revelations that are the prophecies in Revelation that are being fulfilled right now. When you talked about all of the animals in the Pacific Ocean dying, the sea creatures, that is out of Revelation 6. Okay? That is right in there. all the creatures in the sea died. Now, this is only the Pacific Ocean. It will happen to the Atlantic Ocean as well. But this is happening right now.
And for our listeners, we must say that this is most directly attributed to Fukushima and the irradiation of the entire northern Pacific and certainly the northern hemisphere to a degree. Go ahead, please.
And Fukushima was all part of weather control. They did a number of earthquakes off the coast of Japan to instigate this whole tsunami. And the Stuxnet virus, I don't remember if we ever talked about that 15 years ago, but the Stuxnet virus was made in Israel. It was, they tried to infect, the Stuxnet virus is made to specifically infect Siemens equipment. Siemens is S-I-E-M-E-N-S. They make all the...
Got it. Germans. Yep. Yep.
They also make all the X-ray equipment that we use in the operating room and other places mm-hmm. in the hospital as well. So they made this Stuxnet virus to try to destroy the nuclear reactors in Iran. It didn't work. They got onto it, but they put it in Japan as well. And there were a lot of political things going on that the One World Government did not like that was going on in Japan. So they decided to do this. And so all of these things, again, in Revelation 6, it says that a fourth of the population of the earth will die in Revelation 6. This is the seven seals, the seals mm-hmm. that are not mm-hmm. animals, but they're opening of a scroll. And
Understood.
So they have given 2.18 billion kill shots now around the world. So that's about a fourth of the world. And then a few chapters later, they talk about the seven trumpets, and that will kill a third. They will, a third of the earth will die at that time. So it'll just expand. And then in Revelation 16, there is the seven last plagues, which will involve the whole world except those who have not taken the mark of the beast. Now, I hear all of these people who are talking about these various things, and I want to applaud those who are willing to tell some truth, but the problem is they have one piece of truth and in the rest of it, they're in darkness, such as one person who talks about how bad the COVID vaccines are and how harmful they are, which she's absolutely right. But then they say, well, are you an anti-vaxxer? Oh, no. Vaccines are good. It's just this vaccine.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I don't understand that. I know who you mean. And it just boggles the mind. Yeah.
So they've been killing children for over 100 years with vaccines. They just have not been as ferocious as this kill shot. This mm-hmm. kill shot does not even come under the medical category of a vaccine. It doesn't at all. It is meant to kill you. That is what. And so everybody gets all caught up about, well, you know, what about the spike proteins and what about the coagulation and what about the graphite? And it doesn't matter when you're dead, you're going to be dead. It doesn't matter how they killed you. You just don't take it. Now, there are going to be horrific consequences for those who don't take it. I'm not going to take it. But they may put us in concentration camps and force it on us. They may do all sorts of things because we have communist government now. People talk about, oh, we certainly don't want a one world government. We already have one.
Oh,
they
please.
The world in a week. They could not do that unless we had a one world government. Mm-hmm. And so there are about, oh, we'll sue the government. Oh, well, this is against the Constitution. Well, the Constitution was suspended in 1933, we have been under maritime law ever since. So the Constitution has not been working anyway. So they don't care about the Constitution. And when you have a communist government, which we do now, and I talk about, I wrote a book. In fact, since I last talked to you, I have written 11 books. And the most recent one, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why, where I expose everything. I expose everything, and I have a lot of pictures, and I don't pull any punches. I expose everything that's going on now, how we got here. COVID-19, I show in there, COVID-19 doesn't even exist. It does not exist. And so people say, oh, well, then what are people dying from? Well, they're dying from everything they died from before this fake pandemic came. The people who are going into the hospital now, if they're not going in for just a regular thing, people have been dying for 6,000 years ever since disease entered the world. So they're dying of those things, or they're, if they say it's COVID, they're dying from the vaccine, the kill shot. That, and then they're saying, oh, well, it's a variant. That's why there's the Delta variant.
Oh, God, I know, I know.
So that is just an excuse for that. So I show that the Rothschilds actually patented a non-existent COVID-19 in 2003. And then they not only patented that, they patented all the ways you can detect it. So if anybody tries to detect the COVID-19, they are disobeying the law. They are violating the patent, you see. So the other thing is the PCR test does not test for anything. It doesn't test for anything. They use it with HIV. They use it with COVID. Doesn't test for anything. It is a chemical copy machine. And Carrie Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize for developing the PCR, has said it doesn't test for anything. It just multiplies what is there. So all of these people...
They just, you know, one thing, like, excuse me, Lorraine, one thing about Carrie Mullis, I've played several clips, and right up to the end, when he conveniently died 3 months before this rolled out, and I think we can all figure out what really happened to Dr. Mullis, he was saying the same thing in interviews, and they couldn't tolerate him around. They couldn't stand to have him around. He would have ruined the whole game.
Well, not only that, he always said, he said, Anthony Fauci doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an idiot, he said. He's an idiot, and he wanted to debate him all the time, and Fauci would never debate him. And so they had to get rid of him so they could bring Fauci around. Now, when I was speaking out about AIDS, you know, at one time I was an advisor for the CDC until I realized they're all liars. And so this was during the AIDS epidemic. They're all liars. NIH is liars. They're all liars. Anthony Fauci was then, he was lying then, he's lying now. This is all a lie. This is a plan for population extermination around the world. They want to eliminate 6.5 billion people. Now, in my newest book, which is a very large book, it's 8.5 by 11, it's over 800 pages. And I show in the first chapter, I have 14 roadmaps of how they're going to kill us, or how they plan to kill us. I have 14 of them, 13 written by the enemy, including the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, the Frankfurt School of Germany for Marxist communists, Babylonian Talmud, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, Report from Iron Mountain, all of these, the Georgia Guidestones, it's all there. They have written it out. It is not a mystery. When I wrote my book on the coming New World Order in 2008, on the second page of this book that I wrote in 2008, I said, the coming New World Order, how it will dramatically change everything about your life. I have on the second page the speech given by Joe Biden when he was a senator in 1990, and the title is On the Threshold of a New World Order, 30 years ago. This is in my book. I have all the evidence in this book, and I put in all of these secret documents that I was given at that time. They have told us repeatedly how they're going to kill us. I don't know why everybody is so surprised. They must have been asleep for the last 30 years, because I have been talking about this for 30 years.
A lot of them were. You have been. I mean, I remember your books from the very beginning. You Can't Improve on God, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. These were ground-shaking, groundbreaking books. They were extraordinary books. And now the new one, what is the title of the new one? And tell everyone how to get it. I want to get a copy of this book.
The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why. You can go on either of my websites. I have two websites. One is drday.com, drday.com. The other one is goodnewsaboutgod.com. Good News About God, all one word, all small letters, goodnewsaboutgod.com. On drday.com, I've got all of my medical information, health, and everybody needs to learn how to take care of their own health because they're going to be eliminating health care. By the way, in California, the governor, now newly invigorated by his is declaring that all healthcare workers in California must be vaccinated by Friday. Now, this is
this
very
Friday, October 1st.
Yes. This is very significant because the Illuminati that believes in human sacrifice, and they are doing that there. If this is too much for people listening to take, I'm sorry. This is what
they're
doing.
Not this audience.
Yes.
Lorraine, these people know. This is the best audience I've ever seen in radio, period. And they're wonderful people. They're hearing you. Go ahead.
Well, October is their favorite month because that's when they do the most human sacrifices. Halloween is a satanic holiday. Yeah. They sacrifice children on Halloween, but they are now sacrificing a large part of certainly the state of California because they're going to be sacrificing not only the healthcare workers because they have to be vaccinated by Friday, October 1st, which is very significant, but by doing so, all those who refuse to get vaccinated will be fired. And I should say that I have a very close relative who is a physician working in California who will refuse to be vaccinated and who will lose their job. All right. Mm-hmm. So they will be firing hundreds and hundreds of healthcare workers who refuse to be vaccinated, which will have an impact on everybody else's health. So they plan to eliminate health care, and I have written about that for years. And so people need to learn how to take care of themselves because you're not going to be able to get drugs. And actually, that is an advantage to you if you won't be able to get drugs because drugs don't cure disease. Drugs only treat symptoms while your disease continues to progress. But people don't want to do what they need to do to be well, but they're going to be forced to if they want to survive. So on my website at drday.com, I've got all my health information. I've got many new books since I talked to you. I Will Give You Back Your Health Again, What Does It Take to Get Well, Getting Started on Getting Well, and other things. And on the other website, I have a lot of not only spiritual information, but I have a lot of political information as well. And The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World is on both of those. And then I have a book called Who Rewrote the Bible, which shows you all the things about how to understand the Bible and why we are in the situation we are in right now. Because people have, see, all the answers, I found the answer to cancer. The cure for cancer is in the Bible. God says, if you follow my laws, it includes his health laws, my commandments, and my decrees, I'll keep you free from every disease. There it is. And that's the way I got well, by changing everything about my life. People will have to do that if they will want to survive. But the political information I've got on my website at Good News About God, at least 10,000 articles on political things, which are all categorized by their specific category. And so you can learn all about it there. I've got also Dr. Day's updates, which is on COVID, showing that COVID does not exist. See, COVID, what is COVID? C, certificate, O, of, V, vaccination, I, D, is identification. It's,
sure
it's
is.
COVID, okay, and then what's the 19? Well, one is A in the alphabet, and nine is I, it's artificial intelligence. That's what it stands for. Not only that, the coronavirus, they picked corona because it is the word crown. Who runs the world? It is the Crown Corporation, which
all
is
the
not
royals.
England.
Yes,
no,
of course.
Not the Queen of England. It is the Rothschilds who run the corporation called the Crown.
Always.
It is not the royal family.
No, the Rothschilds are the royals. Let's just get that straight. And when she mentioned the Go ahead, Lorraine. Sorry, you were covered there.
But the royal family is all in cahoots with the Rothschilds, but the Rothschilds run the
symbols. It's just symbols.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned one of the most important books that any truth seeker, and I use that cliche in the best sense of the term, any truth seeker should read, and that is The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And if you want to buy into the idea that, oh, it's a fraud, that's fine. Read it for what it is and ask yourself, is this not the exact format by which they've done it? It's all there. As you've said, and it's in your new book, they've given it all to us. 1980, the Georgia Guidestones. They put it right in broad daylight, right in front of us. It's all there. There's no mystery.
No. And not only that, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion were in the British Museum for years and years and years until some people said, hey, what's this?
And, so,
yeah. And they said, oh, then they took it out. But it was in the British Museum for years. It's not a forgery. It's not a fake. That's what they always say about everything. When people start catching on, they say, oh, it's a forgery. It didn't really happen. It is exactly what's going on now. Same thing with the report from Iron Mountain. Same thing with Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is a CIA training manual. I've got that in there, too. I've got all of these things in there. But the only place that it tells you what's going to happen, really, what's really going to happen, because what they say is going to happen in the end is not going to happen. They think that after they kill off 6.5 billion people, then the Illuminati will have 10,000 years of peace. No, they won't. After they kill off, they are going to kill off 6.5 billion people. The Bible says that. They're going to do it. And people are lining up to be killed.
Why is that? They're lining up to be suicided. I don't get it. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Well, here's what's been happening. First of all, they've been giving people vaccinations for years and years and years. When I was a kid, children got maybe 3 to 6 to 9 vaccinations before they went to school. Now they're giving them 52 before they even enter school. 52 of them.
52. Wow.
Yes. Then they keep giving them more and more and more. You see, when I was a kid, there were no well baby checks. If your baby is well, it doesn't need a checkup. Okay, so they initiated this whole idea of well baby checkups for people to go to the doctor at the exact time and need another vaccination. That's what a well baby check is, to take your well baby and make it sick. That's mm-hmm. the whole point. So
that's
they have
exactly
been
right.
for a very long time. Not only that, they have put fluoride in the water. And people are drinking fluoride. Not only are they drinking fluoride, they got it in the toothpaste. They've got it in the mouthwash. They actually have it now in the filling materials. Now, they used to paint fluoride on children's teeth, which was a very, which was a liquid, and children died in the dental chair from the fluoride. So now what they do is they have it in sort of a paste that sticks to your teeth, so it only comes off slowly over a long period of time. So it doesn't kill the child, but the child still takes in all that into their system. And fluoride has a massively negative effect on every organ in the body, particularly the brain. And let me tell you about the brain. Prozac. The real name for Prozac is fluoxetine. It is a fluoride compound.
Yep.
And it just changes your brain. The other thing is many of the general anesthetics that put you into a coma in the operating room are primarily fluoride. When we surgeons would have, when the anesthesiologists would use some of these particular ones, they made the patient very sick, and we would, the surgeons would all call it fluorobarf because they always so sick. But it was a fluoride compound. They're using those fluoride compounds. They numb your brain, and it affects your frontal lobes as well, so you can't make good decisions. So people have been numbed into the inability to think and make decisions. And I think the things that they're putting in the these kill shots now, which include a change in your brain, have been being put in the vaccines for a long period of time with children. That's why people can't think anymore.
Oh, and the flu vax too? You bet, right there.
Yes.
They put it in anything. You got it.
Right.
This whole thing, let me just tell you this, everyone. If you have any pharmaceutical, you're going to find out that most of them have, in the proper name, not the brand name, the proper name, F-L-U-O-R-O in there somewhere, as Lorraine knows very well. Fluoro is in so many pharmaceuticals, most people wouldn't believe it. They just wouldn't. It's everywhere.
You don't even have to have fluoride in them, because every single drug, bar none, has a major negative effect on the brain. They cause confusion, even high blood pressure medications, even cholesterol-lowering medications. By the way, the best way to lower your cholesterol is to stop eating it, because it's only in meat, poultry, fish, dairy products, and eggs. Just stop eating it. Don't eat it and say, oh, I've got to take this drug that will affect my brain and everything else in my body to lower it. So all of these drugs have negative effects on the brain. They cause confusion. They cause dizziness. They cause loss of memory. And when I was at UC, we did a major national study, the orthopedist with the radiologist, on looking for the number one cause of falls in the elderly. Because falls in the elderly frequently end up with a hip fracture, and a hip fracture causes immobilization. The patient is sometimes in bed for a while and sometimes can't walk for a while, and that causes a major deterioration, and there is a very high death rate after hip fracture, even if it's surgically repaired. So we were looking at this big national study, involved many universities. You know what the number one cause of falls in the elderly is? It is the drugs prescribed for them by doctors.
They fall over. Sure, they trip.
Yes. And so this is what, so when you take these drugs, and by the way, the Bible calls them sorceries, calls them from Satan. When it's talking about the beast power in Revelation 19:23, it says the whole world was deceived by their meaning the beast powers, sorceries. That word in the Greek, sorceries, is pharmakia, pharmacy, drug medications.
Yes.
The whole
yes.
world will be deceived by the drug medications they give everyone.
They've literally poisoned and toxified the entire species. The so-called sentient species on this planet.
That's correct.
It's stunning.
Yes.
Now, let me take, hold on. I'm going to do a little commercial here. Go to drday.com, all right, or goodnewsaboutgod.com, both wonderful sites. Her new book, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why? This is a must. I'm going to order it right after the program tonight. This is a must have. It's one of the most important books that I haven't read it, but I know she's laid out what's in it. There could be nothing more intensely important than what is in this book. You want to know what's happening, what's being done to you? You can listen to this program, and we've done a lot to help you understand. I've learned a lot. But this book, in book form, put so much there. I'm amazed. I'm really amazed. I'm not blowing smoke at you here. This is a remarkable achievement. So good.
Well, you know, and this book has been selling all over the world. I am startled because it's even gotten into Russia. I'm so shocked that it got through customs into Russia and to Kuwait and to the United Arab Emirates and to Iceland and to St. Joe Islands in the Indian Ocean and South America and everywhere around the world.
This is good.
People want to know the truth. And this lays it out. It's got a lot of pictures. It's easy to read. It's a big book, but you only read one page at a time anyway. So, but it's got a lot of pictures. There's a plenty of white space on the paper, so it's not this tiny, you know, number four or five font. It's 12 font.
Yeah.
It's easy to read, but it will tell you everything you need to know. Everything.
Do you remember, I don't know if you do or not, The book I put out on AIDS in 1989, 1990, it's called AIDS Exposed. I put a lot of your best work in that book. And that book opened a lot of doors. This book is going to knock down a lot of buildings, and I'm glad it's going where it goes. This is great. Great news.
Yes. And one reason I felt compelled to write it in book form is because when we do an interview like this, if they wipe out your website or my website, it'll just be gone with a push of a button. But it'll be much harder to find every one of my books around the world and burn them. They'll want to do that eventually, but they'll have a hard time.
Oh, yes, they will. Oh, yes, they will. Here's the hardest part for me. Let me rephrase this. What is your counsel to people out there listening? And these are really good people, Rain, who want to help those who don't know and who are met tragically with a wall of resistance. I don't want to hear about your conspiracy theories. I don't want to hear it. I'm fine. Goodbye. So what do you do with people like that?
No,
you don't waste your time with them, right?
No. Here's the thing. You would not try to teach a three-year-old quantum physics. They can't get it. This will be a surprising thing for most people because most people have no interest in biblical things or God. And for 35 years, I didn't either until I found out that I had messed up my life enough that I was dying and I needed somebody smarter than me to run my life. And so what people really need to understand is that unless God has opened your mind to truth, you can't understand truth. And you don't want to know truth. So I don't waste my time. What I do is see, this is all about, it's not about taking America back. We're not going to take America back. This is not going to turn around. I know everybody would like to hear that. Oh, how do we go out? We'll protest and with this. It's not going to work. The plan is there and the Bible tells us what's going to happen. And the reason that it's happening is people have left God. You see, who was it? It was, the fellow, the philosopher who said years ago, he said, America is great because America is good. If America is no longer good, America will no longer be great.
That's a great statement.
Hmm. Yes. And that's where we are. America is no longer good. When I was a child, I could, at 8 years old, I lived in Seattle. I could go down on the bus on Aurora Boulevard, go downtown for my piano lesson at Fifth and Pike, and stand out there after dark to wait for my father to pick me up. Nobody bothered me. The bus driver took care of little girls rather than molested them. That doesn't happen.
I understand. Yep.
And so that's what was so different. We had Pullman sleeping cars at that time. When my grandfather died, we had to take his body back to be buried in Brooklyn, and we had to accompany his body. His body was, of course, in a different car. It was in the luggage car. But we all slept in Pullman sleeping cars where we would sit during the day, and when we go to dinner, the porter would change them into bunk beds. And so my mother and I was 11 at the time. My mother and I had a bunk bed above. All we had was a curtain with snaps on it. And yet there were at least 20 of those beds in the same car. Nobody bothered anybody else. Now every woman in the place would have been raped. You see,
at least.
It's a totally different country because here's what's happened. America has turned its back on God and it wants to do the things of evil. It wants fame and fortune. When I was a kid growing up, I didn't know anybody who wanted to be famous. I didn't know
celebrity.
Anybody.
Got to be a celebrity now. That's right.
No, everybody wants to be. They want to be rich and they want to be famous. I didn't know. I was born of parents who went through the Depression. The idea of being rich never occurred to any of us, you see. And all we did was want to work hard so we could have the basic things of life. Now everybody wants to be rich and famous. They want their Xboxes and they want to do all the video games, which are nothing but filth and violence. And that's what everybody wants.
That's right. And you know what else? They want to be YouTube influencers. That's celebrity for them right away.
Everybody thinks their opinion is important. And, you know, people, when I've done other shows where people are able to ask questions, they'll say, well, I think, you know, even when we're talking about what's in the Bible, well, I think, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't even matter what I think. It only matters what the Bible says. It doesn't matter what you think. And people are talking all about the mark of the beast who've never even read the Bible. And even those who have read the Bible, they, oh, well, the vaccine is the mark of the beast. No, it's not. Almost everybody in the world has already taken the mark of the beast, including 99.999% of all Christians, because the word mark in Revelation is the word charagma, and it means character. When you have the character of the beast power, when you agree with the beast power and you go with the beast power. So you have taken the mark of the beast before you have been vaccinated.
Got it. Well said. Exactly stated. When I was a kid, we got to take a train from L.A. to Maryland. All right. Same thing. Sleeper cars. Curtains.
Right.
That's all it was. And we had porters on that train. Most of them were African American, and they were dressed to the nines, and they were polite. They were real people. They were really nice people, solid people. None of this crap about, well, we've been somehow abused and all. No. They took pride in their work, and we had the most wonderful dinners and breakfasts and lunch, and it was a whole different world. And these millennials and Generation Z now, as in last, they don't have a clue. They don't know they don't have any idea. They never will. They don't know what we had and what was taken away from us. They don't know.
And, you know, people are always talking about, oh, look at the terrible immigration across the border. They say, we've got to stop this. We've got to stop this. Do they not know that this is all part of the North American Union, where they have melded the U.S., Mexico, and Canada? I've got it all in my book. I have the map that they made, that the New World Order made in 1976, where they show that they have melded the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. These are part of the 10 kingdoms of the world. They call them kingdoms. Why did Great Britain become the United Kingdom? Because the whole world will be united with these 10 kingdoms. They have made it. By the way, Revelation talks about the 10 kings of the 10 kingdoms.
Wow. Wow. Who corrupted the Bible? And where can we find the best version of it? What is your opinion on that?
By the way, I should also tell you, if you look on my website, I have started a series of Bible studies on every Monday night at 6 o'clock. It's just an hour for the Bible study and then a half hour for questions. 6 o'clock every Monday night, and it's free. You can sign on with Zoom, so it's audio as well as video. And I have started at the beginning, and if you want to go back and watch them, you can go there on the same place where you sign up for the Bible studies. There is a link so you can see the other videos of all the ones we've done so far are posted there, so you can watch the previous ones. So there is no good version of the Bible. That's why I'm doing this series, because every version of the Bible has been corrupted. There is a uncorrupted one, pretty much uncorrupted, which is called the Interlinear Bible, but it's not a Bible you can just sit down and read. It's in Hebrew in the Old Testament with the English words underneath, but of course the sentences are all backwards in Hebrew, so it's very difficult to read. And it's Greek with the English words underneath. But that's why I show that there are like 10 major doctrinal errors in the first chapter of Genesis in all versions of the Bible. All versions. Mm-hmm. So, you see, God has made it that way because it's not like, oh, well, I just got this great version of the Bible. I just sit down and read it. You got to study. You've got to really study. And I have read the Bible through every word of it 31 times. And that's way. And every time you read it, God opens your mind more to understand it. There are many layers in the Bible. The Bible is not like reading, you know, Tom Sawyer. It was written by God through authors that he inspired. So the authors of the Bible were inspired by God. The translators of the Bible were hired by man. So what they have done is they have changed the Bible, such as, let me just give you, the word Jew is not in the Bible, either in the Old Testament or the New Testament, nor is the word Gentile. The words are always Judeans and nations. And it says the nations who know not God. So the nations were the pagans and the heathens who worshiped gods of wood and stone, pagan gods, whereas the Judeans were the ones who did know God, who worshiped the true God in the temple in Jerusalem in Judea. But they had gotten in there and changed it to Jew and Gentile. The Judeans were Christians. Abraham was a Christian. The word Hebrew does not mean Jew. The word Hebrew means to cross over. Look it up on the internet. It means to cross over. In Joshua 24, 2 and 3, God called Abraham. He said to cross over the flood, which was the Euphrates River, which is a big dividing line between Babylon. Abraham's family were pagans who lived in Ur of the Chaldees in Babylon, paganism. Called him to cross over the flood, the Euphrates River, to come to Canaan and to cross over from worshiping pagan gods to worshiping the true God. So Abraham, the word Hebrew means to cross over. Abraham was a Christian before Christ came into the world.
Fascinating. I didn't know.
People don't know. So they changed that because the Illuminati Jews of today, together with the Gentile Freemasons, Israel wanted Palestine for themselves because it's the center of the world. It's the center. It's got. And that's why they want to extend the borders to Eretz Israel, where the borders of the Garden of Eden, because Satan wants that place because he wants to rule the world. See, they want to eliminate Christians first because Satan wants to be the God of this world. He knows that Jesus is coming back soon. When I say soon, I'm not talking about tomorrow or next year, but Satan's going to come back in my lifetime. And I am almost 85.
Wow.
So,
let me say one thing. I have mentioned this so many times let me back up a little further. You mentioned earlier you have gotten to know or were contacted by some of the lower echelons of the Illuminati or whatever you want to call them. Okay. Well, one of them, contacted me through a third party, over 3 years ago. And this gentleman talked to me. I've spoken to him maybe 15, 20 times now, sometimes 2 or 3 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. He said, we have every program you have ever done. This is what he told me. We have chosen you to record the great changeover. Now, we all know what they're going to do by way of this changeover. But I have the same kind of connection you do. And I was told 3 years ago, Lorraine, about much of what we're seeing happen right now. He didn't mince words with me. He told me about the virus, the so-called virus, the flu. He talked about earthquakes, volcanoes, climate disasters, crop failures, starvation, mass death, and said, and I quote, many, many people are going to die. Now, this was over 3 years ago. He told me this straight away on the phone because they respect me or whatever.
Well, the thing is that's what I say. 70 years ago, 75 years ago, I knew about it because it's all in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. Six and a half.
Well, you had a hell of a leg up, all right. You knew.
Yeah. Yes. So it is going to happen. It's going to happen. But see, they think that they're going to eliminate, first of all, they want to eliminate the Christians because Satan wants to be the God of this world. And see, there's no place in between. If you're not with God, you are under the control of Satan, and he can do anything he wants to you if you have turned your back on God. You are going to be subject to random violence. And what this is all about, if you look in the whole Old Testament, the whole Old Testament is about Israel leaving God, and God gave them up in captivity to their quote-unquote lovers, the ones they loved. And that's what's happening now. God is saying, okay, you don't want me. By the way, I just got an article which shows that only 2% of millennials hold a biblical worldview. So clearly, the world has left God.
And that's so, it? 2%?
Yeah, 2%, uh-huh. Right. So God is saying, okay, if you don't want me, I'll step back and I'll let you see how it is for Satan to run your world. And that's what's happening now. And every one of these things, the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven plagues, talks about famine and war and pestilence, which are pandemics. Famine, war, pandemics. Famine, war, pandemic. That's what's happening.
I've said it over and over again on this program, too. I don't have your background, and as we know, but I've said the first target is white, Western, Christian, Europe, America, right. Canada, New Zealand, Australia. That's it. First world. They're going to wipe them out, and that's
right.
What's going on.
Because they're afraid. Because they're afraid. Because, as I show in my book, the all the major inventions and all the major corporations started out as white Christian. They started out that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Nikola Tesla. I show he had 400 patents in the patent office. He and others with Edison and all these people. And I show them in my book. I show they were white Christians. Now, if that doesn't mean they necessarily went to church, but that was their upbringing. They were white Christians and they were good
right.
people. Now, right. that's why they've got to do this thing with Albert Einstein. Oh, the greatest, you know, he discovered the atomic bomb and E equals MC squared. Well, Nikola Tesla is a bit like Carrie Mullis, because he was saying Einstein is a fool and E equals MC squared is not nuclear fission. Okay. So they got rid of him too. They got rid of Nikola Tesla before they dropped what they call the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, this is a very important thing, which I also have in the book. Okay. They had plutonium in these bombs. That has a half-life of about 1,000 years. They're going to have radioactivity there. Now, in Chernobyl, there was a meltdown. They were making nuclear power slowly, nuclear energy, not for atomic bombs. Nuclear energy slowly. You can do it slowly. You can't do it rapidly. So if they had a meltdown, Chernobyl is uninhabitable. Fukushima, the same thing. They were making nuclear energy slowly. They had a meltdown. It is uninhabitable. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they supposedly dropped atomic bombs, and yet they rebuilt them in 2 years. They were not atomic bombs.
Pictures of those cities now, take a look at them, especially at night. Does that look like a nuclear wasteland to you?
No, that's right. Rebuilt them in 2 years. They were just regular bombs. They were not nuclear bombs. The whole nuclear bomb thing is to scare everybody, scare the wits out of them. They're talking about it again. And to try to get Iran, 30 years ago, they were saying Iran is forming nuclear weapons. Well, how come they don't have them yet then? Okay. So, I mean, this is the whole sort of thing. And so this is another scare tactic, just like the COVID kill shots. They want you to think that COVID exists, and that, you know, if you get run over by a truck, they call it COVID. If you fall out of a window, they call it COVID. And so they want to scare you into getting the kill shot, because that's the way they're going to kill you. Now, the reason they've started with such lockdown measures in Australia is because, first of all, they're a continent unto themselves and they have no guns. They're soon going to be taking away the guns from Americans. But see, the people, the Illuminati who run the world, are afraid to go too fast right now, because they've got to take away the guns, because there are 400 million guns in America. It's the largest standing army in the world.
It is. It's true. It's very true. The other thing I want to mention, it, if you can, we have just another minute or two, but Americans, Westerners, white Westerners, fear is the tool. They're being bludgeoned by fear around the clock. And
yes.
It's very difficult for them to stand up and shake it off. I don't blame them. They've been beaten up by technology, which is underpinned by fear. Think about it, everyone.
Well, that's true, except that their answer is the wrong answer. Their answer is, oh, we'll get our guns out and shoot everybody and take America back. No, that's not what God is allowing. Over the last 6,000 years of human history, we've had kings and queens, we've seen communism, we've seen socialism, we've seen a republic, we've seen all these different types of government. They all fail because they are ruled by man. They all fail. And God is showing us that the only person who can rule our world and rule our life is God. And nobody wants to have anything to do with it. Nobody wants to read the Bible. I'm surprised. I'm shocked. Over 400 people have signed up for the Bible studies, which is shocking to me that there are that many people in the world. Some of them are in Australia. Some of them are in the UK and others. Mm-hmm. And when they can't be up in the middle of the night, they can always go and look at videos. But 400 people have signed up for the Bible studies. I was shocked to find out there are that many people in the world who are interested in reading the Bible.
Well, That's nice to hear. It's nice to know there are people out there like that. Dr. Lorraine Day's new book, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. Who is doing it and why? Go to Dr. Day, drday.com and get a copy. 800 full-size pages. This is a big book. Big book. It's all there. Lorraine, thank you for being here. It's great to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Dr. Lorraine Day, one of a kind. We'll be right back. Lots ahead.